Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cox locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly. To USA Prepares, thank you for being in class with us today. Jason, thank you for engineering. And GCN, the epicenter of free speech. Greg's with us. Welcome, Greg.
Good morning, Vincent. You know, I promised that I would talk about how to build one of my stills. So I'm going to.
Yes.
I'm going to do that today. What were you going to say?
Well, I was going to say that I just want the class to know that I have noticed an absence of honesty and integrity and loyalty and dependability and stick-to-itiveness, and everything else I can think of that would be good describing relationships between and among humans. I'm seeing more and more people breaking their word, you know, having agreements, oral agreements, which are contractual agreements, which stand up in court except in real estate transactions. Oral agreements are binding, and yet people break them as if there are no consequences for the other party. For example, we had an agreement to buy hay. We were going to buy 50 rolls or 50,000 pounds of hay, 1,000 pounds each. We got two small trailer loads with, you know, five rolls each. And the guy said, well, I the guy that works for me, well, he done sold them to somebody else, our hay that we agreed to buy. I hate it. That puts us in a real jam, and it's like, well, I'm sorry, you know, he done did it. I hate it.
If you're not worth your word, you're not worth anything. As far as I'm concerned, you're just a waste of space.
Right. And so what I wanted to say to the class is I'm frosted about it. It's not just that. It's people who ride these horse and buggies, these black buggies around here, and they call up people for rides because they don't have trucks and cars to transport them long distances. They can only go maybe 5 miles back and forth to church or visit each other. And what they do is they arrange for a ride at a specific time. Okay, pick me up at 10, you know. And so the people who haul the Amish around, that's where who they are, have a schedule. And then the Amish say, never mind. Just before, while the driver is going to pick up the Amish, I never mind. I got somebody else to do it. Without regard for the other person. I hate it. And I'm not just singling out the Amish. I'm just saying that's what happens, like, a lot. And the reason we know it is we service the fleets that haul the Amish around. And it really puts people in a jam. It really does. It's unfair. It's costly. And people just don't seem to understand that the other guy actually planned and carved out time from his day to hold up his end of the bargain, like we do to show up. I hate it. Craigslist is
That would be the last time I deal with that person, that's for sure.
Right. Craigslist is the worst, and Facebook Marketplace is right there at the bottom with them. And it's all because we don't have leadership that has honesty and integrity. So if the boss with the big chair lies, seems like everybody thinks that they have a license to lie. I hate it.
Oh, yeah. Let me put an exclamation point on it. I saw a mini excavator, which is powered by a gasoline engine. And it had a picture of it on Facebook for $100. Now, who in the world really believes that they can get that excavator off of Facebook for $100? Well, when you do some research on that machine, $999 machine, and I think the cheapest I could find it was for $1,500. But yet they're advertising, you know, send $100 and, you know, here you go. We're living in a scam world.
Right, and the penalty for this...
there is no accountability.
The penalty, if USA Prepares were in the White House, if we were the presidency, I'm talking about all of USA Prepares, the penalty for these fleecing scams would be execution. I'm sick of it.
That's right.
Back to you.
Yeah. Just in the days of when horse thieves got the rope, and those that rode with them got the rope. I mean, we've gone a long way. Yes,
and cattle rustlers.
Cattle rustlers, all of them. There was a quick trial, and justice was served. There is no justice. I mean, there's things that we know that Biden's been involved in, Hunter Biden's been involved in, and there is no accountability. They talk about investigations. They talk about that. They talk about that. And that's all it is talk. You know, I want to bring up a subject. A friend of mine, well, we went to the grocery store, and for 2 sticks of butter, $9. $9. This is a red flag, people. We are on the edge of a total catastrophe, a total collapse of the food industry. Where you go to get your food? $9 for a couple sticks of butter. I remember when $9, you could go into a restaurant and feed your entire family.
I remember working after hours in high school in the 60s for $1.35 an hour.
Yeah. Amazing. This is how far gone we've got, you know. We're under the threat of nuclear annihilation. And it seems to me like the elite, they've got their bunkers. They all have the same plan. They're all going to retire to their bunkers. And when they blow the world up, eventually they'll come out and have the whole world to themselves. Well, that's just not going to happen.
I think the survivors I think when that happens, the survivors are going to play the outside the bunker. Survivors are going to play whack-a-mole.
That's right. They're going to put a little gas down their breather holes and light it on fire. I mean, it's coming to that point. It's just, there is no, the court system seems to be a complete and total joke and failure. It's like they want to bring in a world court and forget about the laws of this nation. And those who are going to court, they are not demanding the right jurisdiction.
Greg, I'm looking at the call screen, and we have a call coming in. Do you have 2 minutes before we get to the still or not?
What was the question again? Sorry about that.
We have a call coming in to talk about scams from one of our students.
Yeah.
Do you want to take that call, or are we not
sure.
Taking calls today? All right, here we go.
Well, we can take a quick call, but we need to get back onto the subject.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Chris, you've got just a couple minutes, and this is the only call we'll be taking today. Chris, welcome.
No problem. What to do about those scammers calling in? Check out this YouTube channel, and there are several others that I've found, but I think the best one is called Scammer Payback, where the fellow gets them, identifies who these Indian operations are, gets them busted with their law enforcement, and even sometimes gets money from them. He gets into their system and reimburses the people from whom they've ripped off. He finds the people they've ripped off and gets them reimbursed. So, it's really entertaining to see how he goes and he changes his voice, and you can learn a little bit about it. I'd like to watch it a little bit more, kind of a do-it-yourself situation where if you have the time, then it might be worth your while.
I appreciate the call, Chris. Thank you so much.
Thanks. Take care.
Okay, back to you, Greg.
Yeah.
Back to
you. So the subject today, of course, is we're right on the edge. I mean, we're right on the edge of complete total food collapse, starvation. California, I guess L.A. is also on the list of running out of water now in California. People are running out of water. And I know at desperate times call for desperate measures. And I just suggested that to my wife that she send a couple of grand to her mother, my mother-in-law in Indonesia, and purchase a couple $1,000s worth of food storage, because this is happening globally. A friend of mine living in Bali said the prices of food just shot up, no reason at all, and they're living in the breadbasket. So today what I'd like to talk about is if you can't afford to get my little instruction manual that I'm about to send you a copy of, Vince, to have you review it, called the Solar Electric Flat Top Still, I'm going to explain how to build it right here. So get your papers and pencils out. You should have them there anyway. What we're going to talk about is turning any water into drinkable water, and do it on at a rate where the water has got a constant flow coming out the little tube that you use for collection, to go into collection. So the first thing you're going to need, I bought a 4x8 sheet of plexiglass, and this is my prototype. And I got online, and I went to the hardware store because they had a connection there, and there's these Lexan tubes that made by Sylvania that you can use to cover fluorescent lights in case the fluorescent light breaks, the glass doesn't fall on the ground, you don't get, contamination, things like that. They're made out of Lexan plastic. They're clear. They even make different colors if you want to get one. But these were 8 feet long. And I bought a dozen and a half. And what I did is I made a 2 by 2.5 foot cube, top, bottom, sides. And within the top portion of this unit, I drilled out like a condenser and inserted tubes spread about a half inch apart. And I staggered them back and forth to create a condenser. And what this does is it takes the collection surface where you're going to be dealing with the distillate, and it gives it much more collection surface, and it allows the air to flow through those tubes to act like you have the moisture in there, and the tubes would be considered the cold glass of water. And condensation is going to collect all over these tubes. It's going to collect all over the sides. And what you want to do underneath this, giving a gap of about 3 to 4 inches on each side, is make a V out of plexiglass. So it's a catcher, like a almost a parabolic funnel, shaped like a V, a very wide V. And on top of that, you will have a couple of drip edges that cover that V by about an inch and a half to 2 inches. Now, anything that's collected up on top will make it into this trough. And it sounds like we have some music coming.
We're going into our first break for the first segment. Greg Lesher and I'll be right back. RealWaterIndependence.com. RealWaterIndependence.com.
Do you have brain fog or loss of short-term memory? Do you suffer from symptoms of hypothyroidism or adrenal fatigue? Do you have deformative joint disease or candida overgrowth? All of these symptoms are associated with mercury toxicity. Most of the mercury toxicity comes from having had gray or silver-looking dental fillings. It does not matter how old the mercury filling is, it still off-gasses 1,000 times more mercury than the EPA considers safe for human exposure. Just replacing your mercury fillings with non-toxic material is only the first step. Unless you apply apply an effective detoxification protocol, then your body is still poisoned with mercury for the rest of your life. Green Metal Wave supplies the precursor to making glutathione. Glutathione is the number one mechanism for removing mercury and other toxins from the body. Order Green Metal Wave and get my free report, Mercury Detoxification That Works. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes, too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Greg's in the front of the classroom. Greg Lesher, RealWaterIndependence.com, and he's teaching us how to build a solar electric flat top still. Greg, back to you.
Yeah, thank you, Vincent. So now you've got this enclosed environment, your collection chamber, your evaporation chamber, where all your condensation is going to be collected. Now, you can go higher with it, depending on how fast you want this water to boil to be evaporated. You can go higher with it, so that it will it holds about a gallon when it starts to actually operate. There's about a gallon of distilled water. So in other words, if you thumped on it real hard after you've got it full, you would get a gallon of pouring right out of it immediately. But that's not what you want to do. You want to just keep it operating. So on the one end of your little V, you're going to put an exit. And I use the brass hose. It's got the hose barbs on the one side and the threads on the other. And I drilled that out and tapped it and screwed that in. That's your exit. Okay. Now you're going to want to create the underside of this still. And what I did is I used a piece of Wonder Board, which is a concrete board, because I knew I was going to be dealing with heat. And I cut a section out where you can put in a serving tray or two. One of those types of serving trays where if you went to a smorgasbord type restaurant, a buffet, they've got those trays that are heated. They're made out of stainless steel. That's what I use. And I took this and I drilled a hole in one end where it's that's going to be my drain. And I went ahead to Home Depot and I bought a Rainbird solenoid valve that operates off of 12 or 24 volts. And I bought a timer so that I can time it, because if I want to deal with salt water, in my case, I want every once in a while I want it to open up and allow my little float valve, like you would have an evaporative cooler, to let the water flow in and go through the tray and clean out any salt residue that might start to be collecting. And then you could have this go into an area or a pond where you could evaporate it and collect the salt. So now that we've got this tray set up underneath it, I went and purchased some PTC electric heaters. They use them in hair dryers sometimes, 12-volt truck ovens, things like that, 12-volt appliances where you're like a coffee maker, whatever. They'll heat up to about, mine heat up to 420 degrees Fahrenheit, and they use 30 watts each. Now, if you look up on YouTube, cooking with PTC heaters, you will find the link where you can purchase these on Amazon. And I've got about 24 of them on one tray. So we're talking about almost 900 watts, which would be about 300 watt solar panels. Now the beauty of these is you can hook them up to AC, DC, 12 through 230 volts, AC or DC, and they will operate. They will take 30 watts. They're pretty well regulated to 30 watts each. And that will heat up your water. So you can directly hook those. You can hook your solar panels up in series for the higher voltage, because the higher the voltage you have, the less mass on wire you're going to use. You won't have to use such thick wire when you get up to, let's say, around 80 volts or whatever the voltage is coming out of these panels. And as long as that sun is up, these things are boiling. And if you wanted to, you could add a battery bank and double your panels or triple your panels and operate it 24 hours a day. So this thing's always got a constant flow of your source water going into it, whether that be from the ocean or a stream. And we'll talk about the insulation underneath it in a minute.
Yeah, Greg's with us, class, and so you should have your pencil and paper with you, and that's for every class, as Greg was saying. And you can take notes and write down critical information, phone numbers, websites, links, and some of the lessons. We'll be right back.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You can see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Russian and Ukrainian troops appear to be setting the stage for a major battle over the strategic southern industrial port of Kherson. A recent Monmouth poll, as President Biden is taking his 50th vacation day Friday, only 31% of Americans believe he is paying attention to what matters most as we head into his report card a.k.a. the midterm elections. GOP Senator John Kennedy on Fox News.
President Biden's policies have tainted, almost defiled, the American dream. Under President Biden's policies, it's harder than ever to get ahead in our country, and it's easier than ever to do nothing.
Elon Musk and Tesla announced its third quarter profit more than doubled from a year ago. It posted a net income of $3.29 billion from July through September. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
What they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Watch it.
Oh, no, there's something happening.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it.
Take my... When you go to the DC, for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Class, this is what I was talking about in the beginning of this broadcast, class, that leading by example. So Joe, you just heard in the news, he's taking his 50th 50 vacation. 22 months, 50 vacations. That's one vacation about every 13 days. Greg, back to you and the flat top solar electric still.
Okay, now that we've got this tray installed, you know, glued underneath this, and I would leave a little bit of hangover so that it will help provide a little bit of warmth, keep it boiling a little quicker. Maybe leave about a hangover of this tray about 2 inches on each side. but you still want to be able to get in there and clean that tray. So I used some aluminum channel to go around once I've got the top fitted so that it would fit inside this aluminum channel. And I used some weather stripping to put inside that so that I had a tight seal to keep any insects from climbing in there or undesirables and to keep the moisture in. Now, what I did for a frame underneath it is I used 2x6s, and I went around the outside edge of this piece of wonder board that I have tile on now, because it's a wet environment in there. It's always wet. It's always moist. It's always very wet inside there. And underneath that tray, I flipped it over on its back, and I filled it with something called perlite. Now, perlite you can get from any hardware store, any garden store. It's a little pumice-type material. It's a little white beads that you see in potting soil. And this makes a wonderful tight insulation to keep that tray and the heat inside. And then I also used some Wonder Board to cover the bottom. I put some legs on the thing, and lo and behold, if you go to my website at realwaterindependence.com, go to the media section and scroll down to the bottom, and you're going to see a couple of YouTube videos on this thing in operation. One of the things you're going to notice is how fast the first part of it is, how fast that water, once it reached boiling, is beating up on the sides of this unit. The next shot will be the rainstorm that's created in there, and this water is literally flowing. And the last part, you'll see the little plastic tube I had going into a gallon jug of a constant stream of water coming out. And that water is drinkable. If you don't like the flavor of distilled water, get some good clean sand, wash it, run it through there, and you've got yourself your mineral water. Whatever's in that sand, the minerals, it'll latch onto it and maybe add the flavor that you're looking for. But I prefer distilled water because it goes right into the cell. It bonds with it. It hydrates very well. Plants love it. It's just an all-around, there's just nothing like it out there. And just if anyone ever questions you, because I'm doing this for your own personal use, I'm authorizing it for your own personal use, your safety, your family, your friends, just mention it. You heard it on any question, just mention you heard it on Vincent Finelli's USA Prepares. That's your authorization. Have at it. Your thoughts, Vincent?
You know, Greg, I am really concerned about water. This morning, Mrs. Finelli and I independently looked at the sky. She was out taking care of unloading hay from a trailer, and I was taking care of the animals and before the broadcast class, and we independently saw chemtrails in the sky, and they were flying from the west to the south and from the east to the south. And the reason I'm mentioning this is we haven't had rain for 6 weeks or so. It's really getting bad. And California, as you mentioned, is pretty dry. Some towns are going dry in a matter of days, literally. Las Vegas is looking at a water shortage. So it's not just here at the farm. It's actually the drought. We're having droughts in some areas, and we're having flooding in other areas. The weather has been manipulated to the point where it's not dependable. You used to be able to, my mother and I would go out, look out the window when I was growing up, and my mom used to love to watch the rain. It would rain once a week. Everything was thriving. It was just wonderful. That is no longer the case. We can't depend on regular rainfall. So if you want good drinkable water and you're in a situation where you've got brackish water, if you've got polluted water, this is a great answer. It really is. And, you know, there are stories now that bottled water is a great vehicle to deliver pathogens and illness. So do you really want to trust some company that you don't know who they really are to put water and who knows what else in bottles? I mean, do you really want to do that? Let alone the plastic pollution that, you know, do you really want to do that? I don't.
No.
I don't want to do it.
They're talking about CRISPR technology where they're going to put it on your lettuce. Who says they're not going to put the vaccine, the mRNA vaccine, in your water? My guess is right now they're completely lawless. It'll happen. Mm-hmm. I seriously have doubts about bottled water anymore.
So that's exactly what I'm talking about. Class, I haven't been to a restaurant in years. I'm not talking days, weeks, months. I'm talking years. And I don't want to go to one. I don't want to go to a restaurant. I don't want somebody handling my food. I have enough problems just getting past opening a can or a jar of, you know, food from the curbside pickup. I don't even want to do that. I have problems with the sprays. You know, when it used to rain and they used to spray even more, they stopped spraying for weeks, actually months, and they just started again this morning.
When it would rain. On the food.
Yeah, okay. When it would rain.
I purchased a lasagna from Stouffer's, and they always pride themselves on no preservatives. At the very bottom of the package, it said genetically engineered ingredient. That scares the living daylights out of me. Genetically engineered ingredients. What are they talking about?
Well,
that's the last package I'll ever buy.
They're right. And so, class, like this farmer who fleeced us, we'll never do business with them again. Like what Greg is talking about, companies who are fleecing you by putting ingredients that you would never put in yourself, don't buy their products. Don't buy their products. And if we have time, maybe in the second hour, I'll tell you about the Intuit company and how miserable they are. Greg, we're at a point where there's no option if you want to make sure that you survive. There's no option other than to take care of yourself and your family and to have what you need, the skills, the tools, the manuals, the spare parts, the seeds. You need to have it all. And, you know, it might be the time to circle the wagons with your family. If you can't do it by yourself, get some family members, some blood relatives together, and go buy a farm and work on it together. Really, because if you think there are lots of jobs out there, that's a lie. There are not a lot of jobs. There are jobs that nobody wants to do. You know, there are jobs in restaurants. You can be a hydroceramic technician. That's a dishwasher. You can be someone who takes out the garbage and puts it in trucks. You can do that. You can have these high-risk jobs. But in terms of the good old days with going to college, learning skills, and getting hired within a corporation and growing as the corporation grows, those days are over. Elon Musk taking over Twitter is going to fire 75% of the company. So if anybody was loyal in Twitter, I don't have any great respect for Twitter, but if anybody was loyal thinking that they're riding for the company brand, they get a new owner and he fires three quarters of those people riding for the company brand. Or maybe they were quietly quitting and he's sick of it and he wants to throw them all out. I don't know the answer, but loyalty is gone in the corporate world.
And right now, a $14 an hour job, which they're advertising at a lot of fast food, won't even pay the rent. So, I mean, it's without a control. But I do want to mention on the when you put this solar steel together, I used a bonding agent for plexiglass. It actually melts the plexiglass together. And, of course, I used a little clear silicone around those tubes because I wanted a good seal. Now, folks, keep in mind, this solar still that I've just described is the only one, the only solar still out there that is scalable. Most of them, all other steels depend upon a piece of slanted glass and a little catchment at the bottom of that slanted glass. And if that gets too big, that water is lost back into the bad water. With this design, there is no loss. And you basically catch everything that falls off that upper unit. So,
Greg,
depending on the water need, size it the way you need it.
There's only one moving part in your. There's only one moving part in your flat top solar still, except for the drip hose, and the only moving part is the water. Is that right?
That's right. Yeah, and most moving things, if it moves, it breaks. You know, you do have the solenoid that opens and closes to flush it out, but that's not really completely necessary depending on your water source. But it just makes it a lot easier to keep it clean, is to have it, and automated, is to have it flushed. And then you can have a great big old storage where all this water is being stored. And, you know, like I say, if you don't like distilled water, go get a bunch of river stones. And fill up the bottom of your cistern. It's no longer distilled water, because as soon as that water comes into contact with those stones, it's no longer distilled. Now you've got a mineral water. So run it through sand, whatever you want to do. Put some silver coins in the sand. And now you've got a little bit of antibacterial going on in there to keep, your surfaces completely free of sickness and disease.
Yeah. Back in the 20s and the 30s, people would buy milk, and milk came in glass milk bottles, like quarts, with a wide opening. And they would drop a silver coin, a U.S. silver coin that was clean in there, to keep the milk from spoiling as quickly.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, Greg, what would it cost in materials for someone to build the solar still that you're talking about, the solar electric flat-top solar still?
Yeah, let's just say it's well under $1,000, $1,000 US. It's well under that, and, you know, because right now solar panels are fairly cheap. So they're on like 50 cents a watt. You can build the still for way, way less than that, but if you're including the whole system. And the key word today, people, is rebroadcast. If you're just tuning in, rebroadcast. This is the second most important thing to the air you breathe is water that it keeps you alive. It also is necessary for your food.
What do you think the life expectancy of your design is with the materials that you've used? How long do you think it will last?
Assuming my lifespan.
Care, okay. Assuming care in,
yeah,
you know, use of it. Yeah. Okay. All right.
We're talking it will outlive you. Let's just put it that way.
Okay.
And
so what if a person did not want to spend the money for the solar panels? Let's say we scale down in expenses, this design, same size, but take out the solar panels, take out the battery bank. What is it going to cost to build this and plug it in to the grid while we still have a grid?
You're talking probably a few hundred dollars. Yeah.
So what you just heard, class, is the big expense.
Getting kind of expensive. Yeah.
Yeah. The big expense is the solar panels, okay? In percentage of this design. So the small expense is the actual construction of the flat top solar still. And what would the electronics cost? The PTC heaters. What would that cost?
They're about $3 a piece.
Okay. And so, how many do you have, or how many are needed?
I'm using 24.
Okay.
And in one tray. And I did also just for curiosity's sake, is I took a little $10 Family Dollar, Dollar General, Dollar Store electric grill, electric hot plate, pulled off the thermostat, 100% power all the time, about 1,000 watts, and put that on the bottom of a tray and attached it with some clips. I used some on the edges so that it's right up against it, so it's just got a burner. And that works, too. That's probably the cheapest way if you've got 120 volts. And it will boil the water. And at the speed that you boil the water, here's an experiment for you to do. Take a pan, put a gallon of water in it, like a pot, or like, you know, put it on the stove. Once it reaches boiling, start your timer. That's the output that you can expect, somewhere close to that. However, how long it takes for that water to boil out, when you're collecting it all, that's the output. So you can size your unit accordingly, you know, if you need more water. But the drinking water for an entire family, no problem. And then some. Just from this little tiny 2 foot, 2 by 2.5 foot square unit. So, you know, get on it as quickly as possible, because I know there's a lot of shortages at hardware stores and places like that. Things are disappearing quickly. The supply chains are shutting down. And from what I understood, I read an article on Zero Hedge that said we have about 23 days left of the diesel fuel supply chain breakdown. And we're talking no more fuel at the fuel island. They said 23 days on Zero Hedge. I'm not sure if that's the case, but it's enough to send shockwaves down the supply line for the things you need for you and your family to survive. So don't waste your time. Go to realwaterindependence.com. And if you really need the instruction book right now, just get the flat top solar still. And instead of using the solar expensive way of heating up the water, do what we've just talked about today on your tray. Use some PTC heaters or an element out of a hot plate that you can get at like Family Dollar or two. But this is the solution to your water. RealWaterIndependence.com. Back to you, Vince. For your final thought.
Just an exclamation point about diesel. I predicted about 6 months ago that this would happen, because in the northeast of the United States, a lot of homes and businesses are heated with oil burners that use diesel fuel / farm fuel / heating oil. It's all the same thing.
Oh,
go ahead.
One quick word. This is the solution that has been searched for on this planet for universities and countries for years. They have not been able to find this solution.
Yeah, distillation. Greg, thank you so much.
Yeah.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.